This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I feel like I have so much stuff here on this Monday, Sue, because we've been off as a team for about 10 days. You were here for a few days last week, but Fred and I were gone. And there are, you know, I don't know. I think I've said this before. When I'm on vacation, or especially on a holiday week like that, I kind of dip out. And I, in the morning, where I'm monitoring Fox and stuff like that, I was, you know, watching ESPN and things along those lines. But every once in a while, I found a story. Now, you know, before I left, you might remember I sent Becky and Alexa to the screening of Wicked.
Yes.
I dipped out on that Sunday. It was a Sunday afternoon. I was just coming off deer hunting, and I do want to see the film, but it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. Sent them. They loved it, right? It had a huge, huge opening last week. I've heard nothing but good things from people who have seen it. I still have not seen it. But then I saw this morning. And, you know, there are things that come up in the news on a regular basis, whether it's in your feed on social media or here on 97.1 FM Talk or Fox, wherever you get your news, that, you know, I honestly think to myself, am I being punked? What am I missing here? And this has to, maybe we should play a little Defying Gravity as we get into this here a little bit, because... And I will admit that I've listened to the soundtrack even on my own in my car, because I do like the music. But look, they have a trigger warning in England. The British, this is real,
in
apparently.
Okay.
The British Board of Film Classification, which is the BBFC, has issued a warning because it highlights scenes of discrimination against characters with green skin as potentially upsetting.
What?
The warning focuses on Elphaba, the central character, who faces bullying and mistreatment due to her green skin. So the BBFC noted that those depictions, especially when her skin color is used to ostracize her, Sue, may be upsetting and poignant for some audiences, especially those that have green skin.
Because
would be the people that would be most...
Right.
I don't really know. It's unbelievable. The story says that the guidelines in England... And this is the kind, by the way, this is the kind of stuff that the administration that is in our White House in this country right now, they would love for stuff like this. This is all about, you know, woke trigger warnings, right? They mandate clear disapproval of discriminatory behavior within the narrative. So I guess one of the stories says in 2021, they did some research. They found that parents appreciate the content warnings for sensitive themes such as racism and discrimination to make, you know, more informed choices. I had to read a couple of these twice. I actually saw some people this morning that were defending this as the defense was, you know what? You guys are making a big deal out of this. It's not a big deal. And if it saves some kid from, you know, because there's a character in a wheelchair in this also. So if it saves some handicapped green kid, I suppose it would have to be, well, then it's worth it. There are people out there that feel that way. These are the same people that feel that Joe Biden and the rest of the mainstream media and KGP didn't, you know, lie about the pardon also. Let's keep that in mind. Mm. And I found this story over the break that I loved, and I thought you would love it too, and I'm going to share it here. This is about something that happened in 1980 in Georgia. Charles and Catherine Romer are their names, and they were very wealthy, apparently. They had a home in Scarsdale, New York, but they would go down to Bal Harbour, Florida, every year to take advantage of the warm weather. You would probably argue that the Romers were far ahead of their time, because now more and more people do that, right?
Right.
So they're in their 70s when all this happened in 1980. They have a Lincoln Continental, black Lincoln Continental. They head north in early April, so they leave Florida just after Easter. But after a long day of driving, they stop in Brunswick, Georgia, at a Holiday Inn. They check into their room, they unpack everything, and after that, they're never, ever heard from again. The next morning, a housekeeper let herself inside the room to straighten up, and she sees a book. There's a novel there. There's glasses next to the bed. There's some clothes in the closet. There's a bottle of scotch. There's actually some tax forms on a desk. And after a few days, the hotel staff's like, oh, they're not coming back.
You know, and the car's gone, I guess.
The car's gone, right. So they have not been in that room, and nobody is around. No sign of them. So they were both on their second marriages. They had only been married for 6 years. Charles was a retired oil executive. He had two sons, Charles Jr. and Richard. And Catherine had worked as a stenographer. And she met someone who was her ex-husband. They had a son. They ran in the same social circles. They say Charles Romer Jr., his son, said that he last heard from his father and stepmother on Easter Sunday of that year. Remember, they took off on Easter Sunday, right? But then he doesn't hear from them. Now, you know, you'd have to think back then. We didn't have cell phones. There's no texting and stuff like that.
We can't ping. We can't ping their cell phones.
They don't answer his phone calls when he thinks they should be back in New York. So he tries the hotel that they were planning on visiting. He tries to track the route home. The police are involved. The cops at the time call this the biggest all-out search in the history of Southern Georgia. They look everywhere for this couple. They are never, ever found.
Bizarre.
Over the decades, there are people that are speculating. Was it a freak accident? They were older. Did they run off the road into the water? This is an area, Brunswick in Glynn County, Georgia, has over 400 square miles of coastline and marshland and timber and stuff like that. That's according to a cop that was involved in the case. But then they had people that thought, well, maybe they were targeted. They were a lot of money. They were worth a lot of money. They weren't shy about showing off their wealth. They had a new car, you know, the Lincoln Continental. They had a new custom license plate. And she apparently, Catherine, wore hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry.
What?
So they were really, really rich.
Ostentatious.
So they had different stories. You know, when this happens, people are sharing stories. Someone said they saw them interacting with another couple outside the hotel room. That might have been true, might not have been true. Somebody said that they talked to them at a local business. But then there was a person that said that they were almost run off the road by a black Lincoln Continental the night that the couple disappeared.
Hmm.
Now, all that information was in the hands of authorities back there in 1980. But last week, they had something called Florida's Sunshine State Sonar Team, which helps find missing people in bodies of water. They find a Lincoln Continental in a pond off New Jessup Highway near the Royal Inn Hotel, which was the Holiday Inn in Glynn County, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
The car matches the one that the Romers were driving. They found human remains. They have now, when I found this story last week, they did not confirm that the human remains were the Romers, but in fact, it was the Romers.
Oh,
and a mystery from all that time has now been solved.
Well, but here's what we don't know. Was it an accident? Did somebody get in the car and drive them in there and rob them?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to look at a different version of the story here, because the family issued a statement, you know, very happy that they've, you know, had some closure to this for the first time.
Oh, can you
imagine?
All
these years. But I'm trying to see, you know, what's happening here. So I'm trying to find more information, but I'm meeting the paywall on the TV from that area. Let's see here.
That's really interesting. Because if somebody did rob them, was in the car, and then drove them in afterwards and took off with the money, that's one thing. Was it an accident? They went off the roadway. Was it some sort of suicide thing? I'm thinking not that.
So they said that the team of divers found a rusting, deteriorating remains of the 79 Lincoln, which was the car that they had. They found a human bone. It just says, the way the story is written, is they found one bone inside the vehicle.
That's a lot of years in water.
It is a lot. Look, the guy who is the crime expert said the rust, corrosion, all kinds of bacteria that's going to develop on that car and trying to clean stuff up. If you can find something, it's going to be difficult. But apparently they did get confirmation and they have given the family some closure. But again, to your point, I don't think that they know exactly what happened here. They say that one person thought at the time, one of the divers, this is interesting. Okay, here's a theory. One of the divers tells a local reporter that perhaps the couple accidentally put the car in reverse and drove into the pond, indicating it might have been a tragic accident. Look, there was, you know, alcohol in the room. Mr. Rummer could have been a little disoriented. You don't know what could have happened.
That's
but,
a heavy car.
Yeah. Oh, that thing is a boat, right?
So for them to try to get out, boy, that's really interesting.
Anyway, I like that just because we like true crime stories, right?
And if you're a relative, all these years you're going, maybe they are alive. Maybe they just decided to disappear and went to Europe. I mean, you don't know.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's true because those were theories that were tossed around
at the time.
Because they thought, well, maybe they were targeted or, you know, somebody stole all the jewelry. It'd be interesting if the divers found any of the jewelry. They only found one bone. I guess that means things just drift away over time if you're sitting in a car. Right. Yeah, that's 40 years. But a fascinating story. All right, we're going to break here for the top of the hour. When we return, Sue will have a Monday edition of Sue's News. You know, one of the things we have to talk about Fred with is he was over in the Cayman Islands, which is a British territory, and he claims that, and I've never done this before. I've been in England. I've been in countries where, you know, they drive on the right side of the road. Fred actually did it.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I think so, but I can't remember. I'll look it up.
I think it would kind of freak me out. You know?
Yeah, but it would take a minute, and then you'd be okay. I remember driving around and around and around. I couldn't get off a roundabout one time, and that was in
Well, having the
Italy.
Steering wheel on the other side of the
but
car.
I can't remember where the steering wheel
was. But that would give you some, you know, that changes things from the very get-go. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We got Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago coming up. Good friend when it comes to politics. Cusumano, I haven't talked to him in a little while. Wild college football weekend. The Chiefs win. The Blues have a new head coach, Sue.
Yeah,
I don't know if you followed that story. We got Brad Young coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And then Congressman Jason Smith, who is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He'll have plenty to say on the Hunter Biden pardon, and we'll talk a little tax policy with him as well. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.